C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, August 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. For a lot of workers, it's time to go back to the office, at least for a few days a week. After a year and a half of working from home, many companies and employees are piecing together hybrid work schedules. But as you get ready to ease back into office life, it's worth considering, how can you make the most of that time?
Okay, if I can pick my schedule, what is going to help me get ahead the most? What is going to maximize this time? What should I be doing here?
Coming up, WSJ careers reporter Patrick Thomas will discuss ways that employees can game plan their hybrid work schedule to keep their career on track. That's after the break.
C3 AI software enables organizations to use artificial intelligence at enterprise scale, solving previously unsolvable business problems. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
Time to start dusting off those work clothes. With many offices set to reopen in the coming months, a lot of companies are letting employees work hybrid schedules, with everyone working at home a few days a week to limit the number of people in the office at one time. So how should you plan out your work schedule to help you get ahead? Patrick Thomas covers careers for the WSJ. He's been talking to managers and workplace experts about this, and he's here to fill us in. Patrick, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So you know, Patrick, going back to the office, even for a few days a week, has been a long time coming. So what kinds of situations are employees likely to find themselves in? And how much will companies be setting schedules to manage the numbers of people in the office? And how much will be up to workers?
Well, some companies certainly are trying to manage the number of people. And some companies are also trying to give, I think the real trick for a lot of places is they're trying to give the employees the flexibility of a hybrid schedule, but they still want them to come in certain days. And employees may not necessarily want that. You know, we saw Apple say, you got to come in Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Of course, a lot of these plans have been delayed because of the Delta variant. But they were kind of a company that said, we're going to give you these set days and mandate when you can come in. So that's certainly on companies' minds, is trying to manage them. But and then a lot of other places are kind of, the come-as-you-go policy is becoming more common. A lot of places have said, just pick the days you come in, and we'll go from there. So it's kind of a different, you see it kind of a different company-to-company response in terms of which ones mandate days and trying to restrict the flow of people coming into the building. And then other places are just like, you know, pick your schedule. And I think that's what a lot of employees are, this is kind of the big question is, okay, if I can pick my schedule, what is going to help me get ahead the most? What is going to maximize this time? What should I be doing here?
Yeah, let's talk about creating a hybrid schedule with a career in mind. We've discussed on the show before about the importance of having in-person FaceTime with the boss and how not being in the office can limit that. So how can workers in a hybrid schedule try to solve that?
Well, as one management professor told us, your boss's schedule is your schedule, right? Like, you want to come in, if you want to maximize that time with the boss, you come in as much as possible. You come in when it's there. If you know your manager's in, you're coming in. And a lot of the folks we talked about the most popular days, kind of the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday block as kind of those key times. But in order to maximize the most time with the boss and get ahead, like, you want to come in whenever you know they're coming in. If it's going to be maybe a Monday or a Friday and your boss is coming in, you want to come in on those days as well. One of the professors we talked to really spoke that we could see in this new age that the employees who come in the most in the office are the ones that are going to be more likely to get promoted, and that the ones who stay virtual could be left behind. So for employees that are worried about that, or they're trying to structure their week, I think that's a key point for them, is they might be able, depending where you work, they should probably be coming in when their boss comes in.
Okay, so it makes sense that your boss's schedule is your schedule, but do managers and workplace experts that you've spoken to say there are other considerations?
So there's two points to this. One, if you're trying to maximize time with not just the boss, but your coworkers, okay, you work in a very team-oriented environment, the best day to catch the most colleagues and the most people you worked with pre-pandemic is Thursday. that's the day you're most likely to run into coworkers, right? And that's, you know, get the most team projects kind of going. If you're trying to be the only one with a senior manager or a CEO or other leaders in the company, then maybe Friday or Monday is your best bet, because managers are more likely to be in the office. And so if you want to catch them and not have to worry about fighting for their attention with others, Monday and Fridays are your days. So it kind of depends what you're looking for. If you're looking for the most people as possible, you hit Thursdays. If you're looking for individual one-on-one time with a smattering of different leaders, then maybe Monday, Friday.
And I guess every office is going to be different in terms of when the boss or when a supervisor is going to be in the office or at home.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, we spoke to one employee who said, especially before the Delta variant, he was trying to come in 4 days a week and wouldn't come in Fridays, but his direct boss wasn't even coming in. But it was the 4 days were kind of an opportunity to meet other leaders in the company. He was able to get to know some colleagues that maybe had started virtually, and you just didn't know. And I think one of the big tricks was his advice, and many others said this as well, is, you know, don't eat lunch alone. Kind of try and always find a different group of people you can socialize with, whether it's for the coffee or the lunch period. Take advantage of that time. And like you said, every company's different, but you know, you have a good chance of running into people maybe you wouldn't have expected if you come in the more days, was kind of the advice.
Now, you know, from the day people were sent home last year, they've needed to be flexible and be open to change. But even now, as they settle into a new schedule, should they leave open the possibility that their hybrid layout could change every few weeks?
That's a good question. And kind of to the point, it depends on the company and what kind of flexibility they're given. If you're assigned days, or you have to pick days and, you know, you're kind of stuck with them, then, you know, there's not much flexibility. But this could very well change. I think it also depends on the Delta variant. So it kind of depends. And I think you can't expect shifting schedules. And kind of with all of this, you just kind of have to be flexible as we go and keep changing. You know, if your boss came in on certain days and you wanted to come in certain days, maybe now they're coming in on different days. You got to come in on different days. It's really, flexibility is the name of the game. And as well, as one of the experts said, one way to kind of differentiate yourself about this whole schedule is being the one to organize your team members, and that could set you apart from others. Instead of just trying to get coffee with the boss while you come in, it might be a better idea to try and wrangle your coworkers. Okay, every Wednesday, let's come in and prepare for this project. I think that's another key point in all of this, is one way to differentiate yourself on the hybrid model is to be the one wrangling everybody together on a certain day, even if your company isn't.
Now, Patrick, the hybrid schedule is an adjustment for a lot of people, but it can also be a challenge for some workers, like, you know, overachievers. Every office has them, the people who were first to arrive or the last to leave at the end of the day. So how should they approach a hybrid schedule?
Well, I think their big thing is they're probably going to be the ones who try and come in as much as possible, right? If you were the first one in and always wanted to be seen as the last one to leave, or everyone else leaves before you, if you're that kind of person, then you're probably just trying to get into the office and get in there at 8 a.m. and get the coffee chats in and make sure that your schedule is booked all the days. You know, the work experts we talked to said, like, try and agenda, if you're that kind of type A person, plan your day out, have a schedule. If you're coming in to maximize it, like, just don't leave. Don't do the things you can do at home during the time you're in the office, right? Use that office time to socialize and network with colleagues. But at the same time, you know, there was a word of warning saying, don't let that get away from your day-to-day duties, in terms of if you let networking and being too much of a social animal in the office get in the way of the work you're supposed to be doing, that can also backfire. So keep that in mind.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Patrick Thomas. Patrick, thanks for being with us on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.